thousands of fans are saying goodbye to the man known in Brazil simply as the King. This morning, Pelé, for many the greatest soccer player in the world, lies in a casket midfield at the stadium of his former club in Santos, Brazil. We're joined by reporter Anna Yonova, who's in Santos. Anna, hello.
Hi, good morning, Rob.
So Anna, describe the scene for us, please. What's it like there in Santos?
Sure. So let's start with the stadium. People lining up in the scorching sun for up to 2 hours in a line over a mile long yesterday just to get a chance to say goodbye to their hero. Vendors were selling water and fresh juice and barbecued meats. They've been fans of all ages, from small children to the very old. Some brought their entire families, and many were traveling hundreds of miles just to pay their respects. And there will be many more today. There were lots of hugs and tears and lots of raw emotion. This is where Pelé became the soccer icon the world knows today. He played at the local football powerhouse for 18 years, and he led Brazil to 3 World Cups. So it's a very symbolic place for a last goodbye.
That sounds so emotional. Pelé was obviously a soccer legend, but Anna, remind us how big he is among just everyday Brazilians.
Well, in Brazil, soccer is the national passion, and Pelé, more than any other player, brought glory to the pitch. And it's worth remembering that Pelé played for a very long time. He retired after playing professional soccer for more than 20 years. Fans packed stadiums all over the country to see him play. Outside, I spoke to Mr. Ademir dos Santos, who is from Bauru, a city in São Paulo countryside, about 250 miles away, where Pelé actually lived and first began playing football. Mr. dos Santos told me he's here to pay homage to Pelé, who he first saw play in 1958.
I watched many of his games. Like everyone always says, he is a man blessed by God. Losing Pelé, it doesn't just mean something to me. It means so much to the whole world. We will never have another king of football.
Wow, we will never have another king of football. In many ways, Pelé was much more than just a football player for Brazilians, right?
Yes, in many ways, Pelé's reach went far beyond the pitch, actually. In Brazil, one of the most unequal countries in the world, he's a symbol of hope for many people. He was a poor black child who used to shine shoes, and he rose to extraordinary global success. So this inspires and resonates with many Brazilians. Outside the stadium, I spoke to Thaisa Vincente, a local black woman from São Paulo, who actually broke down in tears while talking about what Pelé has done by simply representing people like her and her family.
It brings such nostalgia. I remember my mother, when I was little, saying how good it was to see Pelé play. So talking about Pelé, saying goodbye to Pelé, is also saying goodbye to one of ours, a man who toppled all prejudice with sport and showed us what art is.
And at the end, she said, Pelé is eternal to us.
That's reporter Anna Yonova in Santos. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you, Rob.